KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a partly to mostly cloudy sky. It's 21 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today in a high of 28. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Western Iowa news, a data center that could employ up to 10 people is being built in Council Bluffs. Cyrus One broke ground Tuesday on the $60 million facility. The first building phase is expected to be finished in the fall of 2020. Cyrus One Chief Technology Officer Kevin Timmons said Council Bluffs was an ideal site for several reasons, including the site's attributes, reliability of fiber optics, and the affordable power. Cyrus One is based in Dallas and provides information technology infrastructure for about 1,000 customers. Well, a newly organized CAM school board met Monday evening in Oneida. After the retiring board adjourned for the evening, the new board conducted organizational business, including the election of officers. CAM business manager Lindsay Jotty told KJAN News the board reelected Gary Dinkla as president and Chuck Kinsey as vice president, and Jotty as board secretary treasurer for 2019-20. The CAM school board also approved the resignation of Joe Willem, varsity football coach, and Brian Fogelman, assistant varsity coach, along with paraeducator Regina Stark. The board discussed their facility projects Monday also. Jotty said they authorized the establishing of a workshop to further continue with the project manager and the next steps of the projects. The district is looking at a study of the facilities and making sure they're fit for students currently enrolled. The CAM school board also voted to accept sealed bids for the disposal of a 2006 bus that is experiencing mechanical issues and exceeds the value of the bus for repairs. The Atlantic School District Board of Education will meet this evening at 6 o'clock in the High School Media Center. On agenda for their regular meeting is approval of resignations, including Jessica Newcomb, special education paraeducator, and Brad Rasmussen, assistant cross-country coach. Also approval of contract recommendations for Mark Weiss, transportation director, Ben Bartholomew, substitute activity driver, and Josh Perkins, middle school wrestling volunteer coach. The board will also act on fall 2020 coaching contracts as recommended by activity director Andy Mitchell. Mitchell recommends the following persons fill certain positions: Mike McDermott, head football coach; Lee Satoff, assistant varsity football coach; Justin Williams, JV football; Joe Brummer, assistant JV football; Derek Hall, freshman football; Oren Perkins, assistant freshman football; Connor Larson, Tim Duff, Bryce Casey, and Chase Roller, middle school football; Dan Vargason, at head cross country coach; Macy Silliman as middle school cross-country coach; Michelle Blake, head volleyball coach; Alyssa Dovenspike as JV volleyball; Jeremy Blake, ninth grade volleyball; Faith McCunn, Amber Moore, and Hillary Zimmerline as middle school volleyball. And the assistant cross-country coach position had not yet been assigned as of last report. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will discuss the district's facilities projects and receive an update from Bob Sweeney with regard to demolition of the baseball softball fields and Trojan Bowl. They'll also discuss capital projects and long-term planning, along with the district survey. Following the conclusion of the regular business, the Atlantic School Board will adjourn into a closed session with regard to negotiations and strategic planning. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said one person was arrested early Tuesday morning following a traffic stop in Council Bluffs. 23-year-old Carlos Alberto Villarreal of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 1:50 a.m. in the 2000 block of Noah Boulevard, or rather Nash Boulevard. He was arrested on a probation violation warrant and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. The Harlan Police Department yesterday issued a report on arrests. Officials say among them on November 29th, 40-year-old Jonathan Matthew Davis of Harlan was arrested following a call for service. Davis was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with domestic abuse assault. On December 4th, 35-year-old Benjamin Michael Johnson of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia, along with failure to obey a stop sign and driving while suspended. There were two arrests in Harlan this past Saturday. 25-year-old Nicholas Alex Cornishuk of Avoca was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with OWI and failure to obey a stop sign. And 35-year-old Benjamin Johnson of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop Saturday. Johnson was charged with prohibited acts, possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and driving while suspended. And on Sunday, 54-year-old Michael Mario Morelli of Harlan was arrested for the charge of violation of a no-contact order. Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that there were two recent arrests. At around 1:15 a.m. Tuesday, 29-year-old Amon Ellis O'Hara of Harvey, Illinois, was arrested on two counts of possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $2,000. And Monday afternoon, 32-year-old Aaron Justin Bible of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Bott County Jail on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was also set at $2,000. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources yesterday said DNR conservation officers were notified Sunday about a property damage incident in Logan and later determined that a hunter in a hunting party was shot during a deer drive. Authorities say 18-year-old Chase McGuire of Logan was shooting at a deer over a hilltop with a .450 Bushmaster rifle when he missed the deer, hitting a house in the distance. Within his same group, 38-year-old Craig Brendan of Logan was shot in the lower leg by another member of his hunting party while the hunter was shooting a deer that had been wounded by another hunter of the party. Brendan was wounded in the incident. Investigators are still trying to determine which hunter fired the shot that hit Brendan. The man was transported to a local hospital and then flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, where he was listed in stable condition. An investigation into the incident was ongoing, and no charges have been filed as of last report. Well, the Iowa DNR says Iowa anglers can buy the Missouri and Big Sioux River paddlefish license and tags that start December 15th through the 17th. And buy your special paddlefish license and tags on the Iowa DNR online license sales website at www.https://gooutdoorsiowa.com. A resident's license sells for $25.50. You must also have a valid Iowa fishing license, of course. You can buy up to two tags, one from December 15th through the 31st, and an additional tag from January 1st to January 7th, or two tags if you didn't buy one in December. The license, harvest tag, or tags and regulations will be mailed to purchasers in mid-January. Purchasers will be asked to complete an electronic survey that helps the Iowa DNR evaluate the success of the paddlefish season. You're asked to complete the survey whether you harvested a paddlefish or not. The Iowa DNR says it's always working to improve the paddlefish season for anglers. Any input provided is considered and greatly appreciated. The Missouri and Big Sioux River paddlefish season opens February 4th and runs through April 30th. And a reminder, you can buy your 2020 Iowa resident hunting, fishing, and other licenses beginning December 15th. Licenses purchased for 2019 expire on January 10th. The menu of license options includes the popular outdoor combo, annual resident hunting and fishing habitat combo license for $55, the angler's special three-year fishing license for $62, and hunter's special three-year hunting license with habitat included for $101. Also available is the bonus line option for $14, letting resident and non-resident anglers fish with one more line in addition to two lines allowed with the regular fishing license. You can also upgrade your paper license to a durable hard card with the custom art from the Iowa artist for only $5. The Iowa DNR now offers a Go Outdoors Iowa mobile app for iPhone and Android devices. It allows you to buy and access your license information no matter where you are. You can download multiple customer licenses to offer one secure digital license document location for families, groups, and more. Licenses are available at 700 locations across the state as well and on the DNR's website, the link to which is in the same story on the news, ag, and outdoor pages at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.